A senior Turkish delegation visits Tripoli to discuss trade, defense, and energy, and signs a deal with the internationally recognized government to cooperate in exploring and drilling for oil and gas.
It's vital to confirm the importance of the agreement that was signed today, the Memorandum of Understanding concerning oil, energy and gas, especially in the shadow of the Ukrainian crisis and its international economic repercussions on the world.
Libya has Africa's largest reserves of crude oil, but years of conflict and political divisions have devastated production. An oil blockade by Eastern forces launched in April led to production slumping to 200,000 barrels a day. The country now produces 1.2 million barrels daily, but wants to do more. The Turks say they can help.
The hydrocarbon agreement aims to reach a win-win situation for both sides, on land and at sea, for research, drilling for both Turkish and Libyan companies.
But the memorandum signed on Monday has angered some and reignited disputes over a maritime agreement signed by Turkey and Libya in 2019. That deal created an exclusive economic zone in contested waters in the eastern Mediterranean. Both Greece and Egypt say the internationally recognized government in Tripoli does not have the authority to conclude international agreements. But some political analysts disagree.
This is a matter between Turkey and Libya, and Egypt has no right of interfering or commenting on that. I think it's proper for Egypt to stop interfering in Libyan affairs and keep to its own business.
Details of the deal between Libya and Turkey have not been published. The EU has called for further clarification, saying such actions could undermine regional stability. And with tensions already rising, many in the eastern Mediterranean are feeling concerned. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.